Alejandro gives me a light peck on the cheek goodbye. Smack. The door closes with a light double click, but the entire wall gives a bassy rumble. I slide my slippers over our hard floor tiles towards the balcony door. There are some wooden Christmas ornaments and an old bell hanging on the door handle. When I open the door, they all knock together, Woody hits first, followed by a sweet mid-range major key resonance. The door is old and creaks terribly as I open it, at least 3 or 4 distinct rusty spots, and then a bouncy stop. The flowers in their pots next to the black iron balcony rails do not make a sound, but the street below does. A Vespa rips through the narrow old street, almost hitting a little gypsy boy who calls, "Gilipollas!" I sit down and watch Alejandro hurry around the corner towards the cathedral. It was lightly sprinkling from low gray clouds, but now it begins to pour and she's going to get wet. My knees crack as I stand up to go back inside to grab a jacket and a glass of wine. The jacket makes only a light swish as I put it on, but the cork makes a satisfying pop as I ease it out of the half-full green bottle with no label. It has no label, because we bought it cheap at the wine cellar one floor down and one building over. The advantage of living in Logroño, the Spanish wine capital, is that a bodega is never more than a block away. 1 euro well spent, and a bottle of vino joven is gurgling sweetly into my glass. A big old dog barks at nothing from a balcony just up the street. Some pilgrims walk by, as groups of them do every day. One of them is limping, scraping her shoe over the paving stones. They have thick green rain capes, clacking walking sticks, massive backpacks, and they are speaking French. Oh wait, maybe Flemish. A delivery truck pulls up snorting, honks long and hard. It is an open-back truck, with at least 50 fat orange bottles of butane cooking gas knocking into one another. The driver signals the neighborhood with a long honk and then carries a bottle upstairs to each customer who shouts down to him. We don't need a new one yet, so I don't call down. The storm is becoming a torment, and thunder bursts, scaring the dogs, my girl, and setting off car alarms. I step inside and close the door, and sit down in our dusty red chair, which gives a happy creak. It would be nice to live in a warmer place, but then again, this chair is warm.
I give Aaron a light peck on the cheek goodbye, smack. The door closes behind me with a double click, and the light mechanism of the staircase makes a constant click-clack. I still hear it after I step out into the street and close the door. The street is empty at first, but a little boy walks out from a doorway, and a Vespa zips past, very close to him. It is going too fast for these narrow streets. I walk up Mercaderes Street, and on the corner of the main town square called Plaza del Mercado, there is a group of young gypsy boys singing and stomping their feet. One has an old guitar, and it all sounds very sad, like they lost something today. Two of them stand up and clap and stomp firmly, the sound bouncing around the plaza. One of them asks me for the time. One of them always does. They like the sound of my voice. Our neighborhood is in the old quarter of this provincial capital, Logroño. Since the middle-class Spaniards are moving out into strange American-like suburbs, the more beautiful center is left for gypsies, old people and us. It is raining very hard now. It has been raining nearly every day this summer. The cutting sound of the storm scares me. I run to the cover of the portales and wait for the rain to pass. There is an old couple also waiting. Their soft conversation is lost with the drip drop of the rain. It is raining fast. I can't see it. I can only hear it. Otherwise, it is very quiet. I can hear the sound of the silverware that the family upstairs in the third floor is using. I can also hear the TV in the bar on the corner. They are watching a documentary about the sunny, warm place. I think it is Okinawa. Maybe it will be nice to go to Okinawa someday.